Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Wrestle Weekly. Today, I cover everything that was announced at Minecraft Live 2023. It happened yesterday at the time of this recording. I'm recording this on Monday, October 16th. So that was October 15th, 2023, Sunday. And they announced several things. One of the big things was 1.21, but we also got some other things. So let's go ahead and dive into it. So this is going to be just the main discussion for this episode. The main topic, main whatever, is going to be about Minecraft Live. So they have a Minecraft Live recap post on Minecraft, on Minecraft.net. And the key things that were announced, they announced Minecraft 1.21. So Minecraft 1.21 has a new structure called the Trial Chamber. Now the Trial Chamber can generate underground in the overworld. They're procedurally generated, made mostly of new tuff and copper blocks. The chamber consists of different rooms. Some contain trial spawners, and there's several new blocks in there, including copper bulbs. And some trial spawners may contain the Breeze, a new playful house-style mob. We have new decorative blocks. We've got chiseled copper. This is an unofficial name. And we've got chiseled tuff, which is another unofficial name. Chiseled polished tuff, another unofficial name. The Copper Door, which is technically an unofficial name, but it's probably just going to be called the Copper Door. The Copper Grate. And all these copper blocks, by the way, can be have different levels of oxidization and more than likely can be used. You can use honeycomb to prevent them from oxidizing. There is the Copper Bulb. The Copper Bulb generates in trial chambers and it will emit lights. It will emit lights based on its oxidization level. The more oxidized it is, the dimmer the light will be. And oxidization can be reversed with an axe, and wax will stop the oxidization from occurring, and it has an off state, so you can turn it on and off. Also a copper trapdoor, pretty basic. Polished tuff, and can be used to craft a wall. We've got tuff bricks, which can be crafted into respective stairs and probably slabs. And then we've got the trial spawner. It is a new variation of the spawner, and it generates in trial chambers. Can spawn different mobs, including strays, slime, and the new Breeze mob. Adapts the number of mobs spawned based on the number of nearby players. So if you have one player, it's going to be easier than if you have 15 players. And that's not the number of players in the server. That is the number of players that are nearby the spawner. And it rewards players with items after defeating the mobs. It has a cooldown after spawning enough mobs, so you could technically use this as a farm, mob farm. It wouldn't be very efficient, though, but it could be a way to farm mobs. And it displays smoke particles when entering cooldown. And then there is a new crafter. Yes, a crafter. An automated crafting table. This is a thing. Yeah. It works as an automated crafting table. And it has a nice little inventory, so it's a 3x3 grid. Hoppers can be used to insert items in the crafting table. You can also just put in items manually. It behaves as a dropper for the crafted items, so once it's crafted, it just spits it out. Slots can be blocked to prevent items from entering them, so when you're loading things in with hoppers, you'll be able to do it like that. So, this is big. An auto crafter. This is insane. This is big. This has been something that the community has been wanting for a while. So it's crazy that this is actually possible. That this is actually going to be a thing. Like, this is really cool. Okay, so next up we have the Breeze. Breeze spawns in the trial chamber. It can harness the power of wind, and it shoots its wind charges that deal knockback, and it deals damage when it directly collides with the player, but when it does, it hits a nearby block, even if it's right next to the player. If it doesn't hit the player, it doesn't cause damage. And the wind charges trigger redstone-related blocks, like buttons and trapdoors and levers. So that's an interesting thing, because there are kind of like trap floors in the trial chambers. And if you're standing on one, when the breeze shoots it, you'll fall through. And then you can just open it and like build your way out or something. Now you will be knocked back by the wind charge, even if it doesn't hit you. So next we have the mob vote. Who won the mob vote? Well, in case you don't know yet, which if you watch it live, you'll know who won. The one who lost first was the Penguin with approximately 1,260,000 votes, and that was 25.2% of the votes. The Crab was the next one to lose And the armadillo won. The crab got 1,625,000 votes, so 32.5%. And then the armadillo got 2,115,000, or 42.3%. So the armadillo would drop the armadillo scute. This is an unofficial name. And that can be used to craft wolf armor. That's basically all that's known about it, but wolf armor. So wolf armor is finally coming to the game. That's all the information we have on Minecraft 1.21. I'd like to give my opinions on everything real quick. The new blocks, building blocks, I mean, they're cool. I think the chiseled copper looks pretty good. The copper grate will really be nice for, like, steampunky or industrial stuff. The trial spawner seems pretty cool. The trial chamber seem pretty cool. So the crafter, I think, is going to be extremely useful. I'm very excited to see how that works. I can think of a lot of things you could do. For example, you could have a moss farm, which would be a very multi-step thing, but you have a skeleton farm that's got bone meal, or that's got bones being crafted into bone meal by the crafter that's sent into a dispenser. And at the same time, you've got a stone generator with some pistons that are just pushing out this, the stone, and then the dispenser bone meals the stone, creates moss. I mean, you have a moss block next to it, and then you have something that harvests the moss, whether that's TNT or something like that. There's a lot of cool things you'll be able to do with that. I'm very excited for that. And the breeze, I mean, it's pretty cool. The armadillo, I voted for the penguin because I still I'm fine with the armadillo winning. I honestly liked all of them, but the armadillo and the penguin were really tied for me. But I finally decided I liked the penguin, the actual mob, better. But, I mean, I'm fine with the armadillo winning. I'm more excited about the other stuff, honestly. Like, the crafter is probably the thing that I'm most excited for. But I'm also excited to see what else comes. This is not the whole update. If you are thinking this is the whole update, this is not the whole update. We are probably going to get at least twice the things here. More than likely three times the stuff that was announced here. So don't worry if you're like, man, this is such a small update. They're announcing the small stuff first. Also, next year is the 15th anniversary of Minecraft. And that means that we will probably, they said there's going to be some big stuff. It's going to be a big year for Minecraft in 2024. So they're probably wanting to announce a lot more things for their 15th anniversary for Minecraft 1.21. So there's more stuff coming. I'm excited to see what else comes. They said that they're going for kind of adventuring and kind of like a bit of combat and tinkering. So I'm excited to see how this update turns out. But yeah, so that's 1.21. We also got some other things. Minecraft Legends gets an update with some new things, including custom campaigns. And so for the second update, there's a frog mount. There is witches coming, piglins have a new clanger piglin, and the air chopper, which pushes your units back with gusts of wind. There's a new Star Wars DLC, there's a new Planet Earth 3 DLC by BBC Studios and Minecraft Education, and they had a Lego Minecraft block and brick challenge, where they had a Minecraft creator Hannah X Rose and Lego master model builder Tristan Kane, and they were tasked with building their ultimate Minecraft hideaway using the same prompts, but the Minecraft creator was building in digital blocks and the Lego creator was building in physical Lego bricks. It took them 80 hours, and the Lego one, which I find a lot more impressive, 30,340 Lego bricks. I wish I had that many Lego bricks. So, they had that, and there's the mob vote, winner, and Minecraft is turning 15. It had some stats. So on average per day, there are 15 million skeletons slayed, 915 kilometers traveled on pigback, 8.8 million pickaxes crafted, 700,000 cakes made, 6.7 million diamonds discovered, 400,000 wolves tamed, and zero smiles by creeper. So they have those stats. I'm excited for 2024 for Minecraft because I feel like it's going to be a big year. I mean, they've already said it's going to be a big year. So Oh, they also reached 300 million copies sold. So yeah, that's all the news from Minecraft Live. So yeah, let's move on to the questions. Okie dokie, so we have two polls and three episodes that had some Q&A replies. Let's start with the polls. I put out a poll on my new news episode 7. It was titled Minecraft Live is Coming. And I asked, what would you want Mojang to announce? These are just some of my ideas that I threw out that one, I know the community is wanting, and two, just my own ideas. So the options were the end update, the Skulk Dimension update, the inventory update, the minecart update, the structure update, the let's fix all the bugs, but add like one new mob update, or something else. And only two people voted, and all of the people who voted said the end update. Obviously we didn't get that, but that's fine. Next up, I put out a poll in my New News 8 episode, and I asked, which mob will you vote for? Two of the votes were, only two people voted, and out of those two votes, one person voted for the armadillo, and one person voted for the penguin. We have three episodes. We have episode 41, Trails and Tales Rundown. Zeno said, more redstone. I would do more redstone, but the issue with doing more redstone is that redstone's kind of hard to describe in a podcast. Now, if I ever switch to video, which more on that in a minute, in a bit, then redstone would be a lot easier to do. And then Super Yosh said, hi, can you please shout out my Hypixel housing and maybe even try it yourself? My username is SuperYosh23. Also, I was wondering why you have been doing maintenance on the server so long. So, with regards to the server, I'm planning something new. It's gonna come eventually, but I'm planning something new. But the server is not up right now as of the time of recording this. But I'm gonna get it back up and running. But I was doing some things, but I found a way to be able to do those things with the server still staying up. So there's that. And then I asked if you could add one mob to Minecraft, what would it be and why? You can also leave any thoughts on the podcast here. So as an answer to the episode or to the question, Dominic said, hello, I would add a very overpowered mob that can be tamed. It can hit one hit anything and you would tame it with 12 rotten flesh. Also, I would like to ask why your MC server is on 1.19 as I can't play it. So, with regards to the very overpowered mob that can be tamed, I think that this would be great as a mob. I don't think it would be good in Minecraft. And the reason is because one hitting anything is very overpowered. And plus the ability to tame it is even more overpowered. And then being able to tame it with only 12 rotten flesh is just too overpowered. I feel like this would be great as a mod. I don't think this will ever come to Minecraft because it's just too overpowered. And then with regards to the Minecraft server, if you're on Java Edition, you should be able to just roll back a version. I'm doing something with my server. I'm planning something. I'll give you more information on that in coming up episodes. But I'm gonna do something with my server. For now though, I'm not updating it. So yeah. And then Zacharias said, have you ever thought about doing a YouTube channel? Do you have a YouTube channel? A channel if you play Minecraft may be easier to follow along with, at least when you do the Let's Play section. So, I have thought about doing a YouTube channel. No, I do not have a YouTube channel, and I agree. I am planning to eventually do video, but video is a lot more complicated because editing is a lot more different. Instead of just, you can't edit as much because having a stutter in the frame versus a gap in audio. Like, if I say, hi, hello, there was actually a pause in between those, but I edited out that pause. In Minecraft, with a video, it's a lot harder to cut out a pause because it doesn't help with the, it makes it harder to follow along because it's cutting frames. I would want to do that if I'm doing something behind the scenes that I don't, that doesn't really need to be in the show. So that's why a YouTube channel would be harder to do. There are other reasons, but that's the main reason. So I do want to do a YouTube channel and I eventually will, but for now it's audio only. And then for New News 6, I asked, what do you think of the latest snapshots and pre-releases? Leave your thoughts here to get a shout out. So Brendan Roberts set. I think the villager changes are very good for balancing, and I like how the villagers are now unique based on biome. What are your thoughts? So, I agree what you said. I was wondering how they were going to make mending a bit easier to get, because then the only way to get it would be through fishing loot and whatever, and the loot there wasn't good enough, but they did fix that partially by making mending available in the deep dark. I think that's a good balance. So those are my thoughts. So yeah, that's all the questions we have. Or if you would like to be featured and comment on these questions, like if you could add any mob to Minecraft, one mob to Minecraft, what would it be? Then you can go to Spotify and do it through there. You'll also be able to check out any polls I have. So check out Spotify if you want to do that. And by the way, I'm not talking about Spotify for podcasters, the podcast hosting service. I'm talking about Spotify, the music and podcast streaming service. So yeah, that's all the questions I have. You can also reach out to me by emailing me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com or voicemail me at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. So yeah, that's all the questions I have. If you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by contacting me in any of the ways that I just said like 10 seconds ago. And if you skip to that part, well then go back and listen to it. You can also check out my blog at podcastredstoneweekly.blogspot.com, and I have some posts that I've made. I have, you can listen to my episode there. I've got some little tutorials and things like that. So yeah, that's my blog. You can also check out my Flickr at flickr.com/redstoneweekly, all one word. And I just have some photos from my podcast on there. You can also check out my Planet Minecraft at planetminecraft.com/member/crackle9. I just have some stuff that I've been working on there. So yeah, I will see you in the next episode. What will that be? You'll have to listen to find out. Goodbye.